The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Let me tell you about our March sponsors. Let's kick it off with Blake Fluellen with Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road, based out of Macon, Georgia. My dude does custom fabrications, builds, and audio installs, wheels, lifts, and tires. A dealer for all major brands like Wet Sound, Super ATV, High Lifter. If you can name it, he can get it. He offers in-house financing and afterpay. And check this out. If you use the discount code TERRY10, you'll get 10% off with my boy. So email him now at sales@fpeoffroad.store or call him 478-747-2830. Or go follow him on Facebook at FPE Off-Road. And make sure y'all use that discount code TERRY10 for 10% off. Check them out now. That's Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road. This next one sure is cute and sweet. I'm going to tell you about Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Just recently, my daughter and her mother went to go see my buddy Marcy, and she does this thing called permanent jewelry. And what they do is they pick out necklaces, whatever it is, bracelets, anklets, all this kind of stuff. And what they do is they weld it to where it's hard to come off. And it's supposed to be like this permanent, meaningful piece of jewelry between two people. It's the perfect Mother's Day present or anything like that. I'm telling you, it is adorable. Y'all please go look her up now and look at all that she offers. So go check her out now on Instagram and Facebook at Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. And don't miss out. She does pop-up events, and her next one coming up is March the 11th in Lizella, Georgia. Look on her Instagram and Facebook to find out exactly where. Go check her out now. That's Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Y'all want to know who takes all my professional pictures and some of our videos around here? Miss Kelly Leverett. She has a company called Kelly Leverett Photos and Film. She specializes in all things photography and videotography. She even does those badass boudoir shoots or whatever you want to call them. Literally, whatever you need done as far as video or pictures goes, she can knock them out. I've seen some of the stuff she does for weddings, and I know the stuff that she does for us here. And let me tell you, she does an amazing job. We're actually going to have them on the show later this month, so you'll get to hear more about them. So what I need you guys to do is to go look them up now on Facebook at Kelly Leverett Photos and Film, LLC. Phone number is 478-414-8387. Call, make an appointment today, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You need some construction work done to your house? I got just the guy for you. Need y'all to go check out Dennis Farmer with C. Martin Construction. They've been in business for a long time now. They do everything from demolition to pond digging, grading, clearing, everything. This guy is my dude. He's a good old boy. So give him a call now at 478-283-1246. That's C. Martin Construction in South Georgia. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you, folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio at my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you guys about the baddest insurance agent around these parts, Miss Jenna Carr. She's an alpha insurance agent. She handles home, auto, life, and business. She's located in Macon, Georgia at 3312 Northside Drive, Suite C160. Let me tell you about Miss Jenna. Not only is she just the sweetest, cutest damn thing you ever seen, but she takes care of business like a true professional. I love dealing with her. She's done got me hooked up with life insurance because, let's be honest, I'm going to need it. And every time I've ever dealt with her, a complete pleasure. So y'all do me a favor now. Give her a call and go look her up on social media. Jenna Carr, Alpha Insurance Agency. And that phone number in Macon is 478-621-7065. Tell her that you need the same package, home, life, auto, all that good stuff that she hooked me up with. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 18 Commerce Street, Alamo, Georgia. Phone number there is 912-568-1945. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company, and he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've showed them to some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and Down Yonder right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. Now, let's get to the show. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. With me today is one of my buddies that's been on the show a couple times, and I very much love this big caveman looking son of a bitch, Mr. Avery Willis. God, I about called you the wrong name on purpose.
Oh, don't do that.
I about said a last name that started with B to piss you off.
Oh,
let's not go down that road. Let's not go down that road.
That's
and
history.
his buddy who he's been working with, and he's been sending me some of your music, Cole Goodwin.
Yes, sir.
I about fucked up your first name. I'm sitting here, but you did fuck up my mic stand, so it would have been fair.
Hey, I'll answer to anything.
Your mom's already turned this off. Probably. I've said fuck twice in less than a minute. She's like, I'm not listening to this.
I'm not so sure about this guy.
Yeah. This guy's the number one podcast inside of Georgia. This guy sounds horrible. He needs Jesus.
Probably.
But anyway, how you been, big fella?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Staying busy. Trying to do as much as I can. Trying to stay in music, you know. Trying to help Cole out. I mean, honestly, you know, being that little bit of help and guide and light that I wish I had when I was getting into the scene in general. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm good. I've been good. It's been
well. Congratulations! I got to see some cool pictures of you recently back on the farm tour. Or is it called Farm Tour still?
It's the Farm Tour. Yeah.
Yeah, with Luke Bryan and Dallas and all them. That was cool. Man, seeing you and Riley and Branch and everybody out. That was cool.
That was fun, man. It's good to be on the road with a bunch of Georgia boys, you know. Except for our drummer, Evan. He's from Kentucky. But Casey was unfortunately able to make it this past year. So.
And shout out to Casey Yarbrough, bro. Yeah. I miss you. If you're listening to this, Bird, I very much miss you.
Yes, sir.
He is
ready to tie the knot.
Is he?
Yeah, he gets married April 1st, man.
Thanks, Casey, for the invite.
You gonna be my plus one?
I think I'm going to see Gary. Ain't I going to see Gary Ellen that day? Yeah, I'm going to see Gary Ellen. So
there's the love for Casey. We're going to see Gary.
He didn't even invite me to his wedding. I want to see Gary Ellen. One of my buddies, Riley Anderson's opening up for him.
Nice. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
And I'm going to get a chance to meet Gary Ellen. I already know Casey Yarbrough, and he didn't invite me to his wedding, so yes, whatever. You know, maybe if I'd been cooler, you know, maybe if I'd have, you know, been on farm tour, I'd have got an invite.
Maybe.
Probably not.
I don't know. I got mine a little late.
Did you?
I think he was having a lot of problems with mail.
Oh, that's the problem?
He did text me the other day and asked me if I got the invitation because they were having a bunch of issues.
At least he texted you and asked. He didn't ask for my address, and he doesn't know it. I know for a fact that Yarbrough doesn't know my address.
Oh,
he didn't even send me a Facebook message saying, like, hey, getting married.
Pray for us.
I think when I saw he was engaged, I think I told him congratulations.
Right, yeah.
But I don't think we've talked since then. Last time he was in here, it was him and Branch. And I was trying to convince them to let's actually, like, turn this into a studio and produce music like me and you talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And, that went real far.
Yeah.
Casey
still wants to get into it. I know he does. We've talked about it for sure.
So. Well, that's what I hope all of us like kind of work together to.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, that's where this guy like comes into play a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
I didn't get a chance to hear him but a little bit, just like that one song you sent me before and then him playing a little bit earlier. I'm going to make your mom mad, probably again if she listens to this. Penny dropper voice. That's silk shit.
Thank you.
That is that silky smooth.
Nobody's ever put it that
Kojo. Way. Oh, yeah. There was a guy that who did the show several months ago that's like huge on TikTok, him and his wife. And all his wife does, his wife's name's Cheyenne, his name's Caleb Austin. And all his wife does is ever like videos him recording him singing to their baby.
That's I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fucking adorable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's sweet. Dude's voice is silk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's silk. And he played, like, one or two songs for me on the show, and they were good. And I was like, have you ever heard your voice? You got, like, that. You need to sing, like, one of them baby-making songs. One of them slow, silky sons of bitches. And he's like, well, I got one. I wrote it for my wife. It's like, for our wedding and stuff. You want me to play it? And I was like, yeah. Next thing you know, I'm naked. I'm telling you, it is smooth, but that's what your voice reminds me of.
Thank you.
You got that.
Don't get naked.
You want me to? I'll just make you feel good about yourself. That's all it is. But no, that's that silky smooth shit, dude. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
How long you been playing?
Actually, believe it or not, so I've been playing. Actually, I think the story behind it. I learned to play piano. I taught myself to play piano in maybe like sixth grade, just a little bit, And then, which my mom sang all growing up. She actually dated Billy Currington back in the day and sang with him way back in the day. But
way to name drop.
But
way to go, mom.
But anyway, no. So I taught myself to play piano a little bit in middle school, and then kind of put it down playing baseball and being a kid, and then got to high school and actually went to see Hank Williams Jr. and Chris Stapleton in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the day we got back, I picked up my mom's guitar from under the bed, and I have not put it down since. So I taught myself to play guitar. I guess that would have been maybe freshman year of high school. And then I played some with them. She was singing with some other guys around, you know, around home. And I kind of just sat in playing some lead with them here and there on track stuff. And then actually I told Avery on the way here on my Snapchat memories today, it popped up 2 years ago to the date is when I played my first solo gig today, 2 years ago. So
that's cool. Where was your first solo gig?
World of Beer and Pooler. Shout out to them for giving me a chance. That was actually a train wreck of a gig, the first one. But yeah, between, like I say, I'm terrible with technology, especially when it comes to sound and sound equipment. And it kind of all failed me that night. But they were dumb enough to give me another shot. So.
No, it sounded like they were smart enough. you could tell. There's some people who are just, you know, they're just made for it. And, like, I like unique voices, too. And I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. Like, you got, like, that. If you hear it, too. Like, you got that red dirt, like, the sweet side of red dirt, but you still got, like, the Georgia twang with
it. It's almost like the smoothest of, like, a Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
With, like, just enough grit to go back into, like, that old school country to where you get that just.
It's a real good mix of red dirt and red clay.
100%.
Thank you. 100%.
It's a real good mix.
That's why
I kind of lose the grit early in the morning. But
yeah.
The grit comes when the sun goes down.
Being as much of red dirt and red clay music as I listen to,
mm-hmm.
when I was introduced to Cole, I was like, oh yeah, this right here, this is going
to
be good.
Well, and I always like to, when you hear somebody, I don't ever like when I first hear somebody, you hear me, to send me something fully produced. That shit drives me nuts. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear that version.
I want to hear
you
raw on a voice
memo.
I want
to hear the voice memo trash.
5 minutes after you wrote it.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Yeah. And, like, I knew when he sent me the Rose song. Like,
yeah, White Rose.
Yeah, I was like, this kid's good.
Thank you.
But then when you busted out that other song we won't speak of, y'all got to go to the show for that song, to his shows, and beg him for it.
Preferably a not so family friendly one.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Find me in a bar.
Gotta be bar.
Find him in a bar.
Gotta be bar.
Yeah, but nah, dude, that's you have a unique voice,
well, thank
and it's
you.
And like not warming up, not nothing, just out the fucking case, geared to go. That's hard to do and sound good.
For real.
Thank you.
And I'm guessing y'all didn't have a sing-along on the way here to practice or
anything.
We were
on the phone almost the whole way up here.
The whole way here. Yeah, I was actually telling Avery when I picked him up, I said, man, I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing anything this morning. I said, first of all, I don't think I've ever sang before noon. I said, after we played all weekend and then, you know, between the pollen and this beautiful spring air, I was about whooped yesterday and this morning. So I told Avery, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything. So I appreciate your kind words.
Well, if that's what you sound like, whooped. You need to keep getting whooped.
We did have some long shows this weekend.
Yeah.
I say long, but they were no longer 2 hours, but man, were they shows. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Wide open.
Where are you playing at pretty steady now? Like Statesboro, Savannah area?
Statesboro area, Savannah area, which I'm from Pooler, Georgia. So, and I'm a senior at Georgia Southern.
Go
Eagles.
You know Blaine Bunning? Or know who that is?
So I know the name. Yeah, I do know the name.
Okay, that's my baby.
I think we've probably have some mutual friends actually around town. But yeah.
You know him?
Oh yeah. I run into him every time I go into Nashville. I walk into Legends Corner and turn around, there's Blaine. Look. Never fails.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met him, but I definitely know the name.
Yeah. Y'all got a pocket over there of just Georgia, just period.
Oh yeah.
When it doesn't matter where you go in Nashville, where are you from?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why Macon isn't Nashville.
No.
I really don't. It blows my mind because everybody is from Georgia. It's you got Ray Fulcher, Farron Rachels, Matt McKinney, Trey, Landon's bitch ass.
Hannah Dasher.
Yeah, like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Blaine, Justin Dukes.
Yeah.
Lee, I'm not putting Lee Tucker in there.
I mean, you even have bigger, you know, you got your bigger names. You got Luke.
Yeah, Peach Pickers and all that.
You know, all the boys from the Peach Pickers, you know, even, you know, you can get in and on these bigger guys. And I mean, you're
Jason Aldean.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's from right up here, our Lizella, Roberta area.
Right. I mean, you're still, I mean, you could go on for days talking about artists from Georgia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's this
honey hole down here.
Yeah, man. There's something special about it. Like, I don't know. I
heard you laugh when he said honey hole.
I don't know if you intentionally did that, but
no, I did not. But now I got to know that backstory. We'll talk about it later.
We'll tell. We can get done. God, I hate y'all.
Yes, okay.
I hate her for laughing. but no, there's just something special about Georgia. The voices come out here, and everybody's different. Nobody sounds the same. Mm-mm. Even as much as I love both of them, Dylan Marlowe and Trey Landon.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah. Right there. Like, because coming up, Dylan was riding under Trey.
Right up under him.
Some of the first shows I ever booked doing this stuff like 7-8 years ago, Colin Middleton and Dylan Marlowe were playing them.
Right. And I remember playing Dylan's first shows with Dylan.
Yeah.
Man, it was, and hearing him then, I was like, you know, this kid's different.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, and you could tell he was really under Trey a lot. But then, as he got up there and found Dylan, you know, Dylan found himself, and started being Dylan. And now look at him.
Oh, dude, I'm so proud of him. But it's not like a single one of them that I'm not. It's like you couldn't see it coming. Like there's so many of them that is like, and it's been crazy because me and you have been surrounded by damn near every one of them at one point in time.
Right.
So if you're surrounding yourself with this guy, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's not half bad.
No, he's a good old boy.
Appreciate that.
He's a good old boy.
Appreciate that.
I don't know. I think we just, you know, it's not dumb luck. It's just we got an ear,
right.
I think. And it's not like there's 100 other artists that we could be, like, going to listen to or paying attention to that's from the same areas.
For sure.
And we're not. Like, it's almost like, okay, that person's different.
Right.
And there's people, like, I will take their advice on. Like, I'll go ahead and tell you, if anybody else would have called and been like, hey, you got to meet this kid, I'd have been like, I'm busy. Because there's a dude coming in, like, right after y'all today that drove from Indiana. Drove, like, 8 hours here.
Holy
Wait till y'all meet him. That's what it's going to work out real good for you.
Cool.
Nice. That you're here, because he's, like, huge on social media. Like, huge. He looks like you.
Sweet.
I mean, he's a big old son of a bitch.
Another beard?
Yeah.
He's a long-lost brother I didn't know I had.
He's a big old dude.
I got to get to work.
I don't know where the fuck I was going with that. I got sidetracked. I started talking about Goose's dumb ass.
Oh, hell.
I don't know. I don't know what I was talking about. That was complimenting.
You're talking about Dylan and Trey.
Yeah, but it was right before I said.
I don't know.
That's stupid. See, this is why I need Adderall. I stay focused on the drugs. I stay focused. Without the drugs, I'm worthless. But whatever it was a compliment. Whatever I was about to say. I don't know what it was, though.
I don't remember.
I don't either. So, yeah, we just show it.
Tangent.
Shit. Who cares? It's a nice hat you got on, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to one of our new sponsors, Down Yonder Hat Co.
Yep.
How come they didn't put you in the pictures?
Well... See, the thing was, is we had a show that day for those pictures.
Yeah, I bet you fucking did.
We did. What were we playing that day?
Which
it was us. I don't remember. We had a show earlier that day, or that day that we had to load in for, and I wasn't able to break away to go take those pictures because we had our load in time.
That was back in, was that November?
That was November. Yeah.
That was probably
on social, wasn't it?
Probably either social or downtown Savannah.
Oh, we would play Barrel House
that
night. Yep. We would play Barrel House that night, and we had to be down there stupid early, it felt like, to get loaded in. But Seth was like, hey, we're doing these pictures. You're going to be there. And I was like, absolutely. And then I found out what time we had loaded in, and I was like, there's no way I can be there for those pictures.
He even trimmed his beard for it.
I did.
I remember what I was talking about. I was saying, see, it takes me a second. My old man now. I was saying that there's a lot of people that I just, like, if they tell me that they're going to bring an artist in, I'll be like, I don't know. But if he says it, or there's a couple others, I'll be like, okay, I'll make time.
Right. Cool. Well, I appreciate it.
I'll make time. And then you coming in and being silky. Okay.
I appreciate you.
Good move.
Yeah, nobody's ever called me silky, but I...
Oh, it's silky.
I like that.
Yeah. It takes time to build a reputation. I mean, yeah. You know, just like you just said it's, but, you know, when you take and you put your neck on the line, it's like, hey, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for somebody I believe in, you know.
Yeah.
And thank I've told him that 100 times. It's like, look, you know, I'm definitely – we'll do – help you out whatever I can to as far as we can. But, yeah, I mean, he's definitely something different.
He brought you to the biggest asshole in the state of Georgia.
Hey, well, I think I can handle it. I better not say I can handle it. You might test me.
No, I will.
He hangs out with me, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, Avery's teaching me how to be
a little bit more
meaner.
Yeah, a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, you definitely, you cannot be nice.
No.
Not being, you can be respectful, but you can't be nice and still try to do like what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Like you got to be nice to the people that buy the tickets, that the patrons or whatever.
Here. Yeah.
But when it comes to business, you got to be hard nosed. You got to be able to say no.
You got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, you got to. I have watched so many people get screwed over. And that's why, like now, with the people that I'm working with that I'm promoting shows for and all this kind of stuff, now, one thing I'm pushing so hard is for people to get paid what they're supposed to get paid, because you've had assholes for the longest time say, oh, I can play, I can do country music, or I can do rock music, or I can do 80s or whatever, and they cut people's throats, and it makes it to where good artists don't want to play places anymore, and then their places go to shit because nobody wants to go listen to shitty music.
Nope.
So, like, and I've had to tell people, like in the past couple months, I'm not promoting this. I don't want a part of it. If you want me to be part of it, let's book somebody that's good. Let's book somebody that I don't mind promoting and branding. And like, I've got a reputation of being kind of an asshole.
Right.
But when we do it my way, it seems to go real good for everybody. Right. Like, nobody's bitching and complaining. And especially with y'all, man, that set price or whatever, somebody at one point in time, I remember back in the day, bass for like an acoustic was probably $300.
If I don't think it's changed much.
Really?
No. I mean, prices these days are for musicians.
Yeah.
Hadn't changed much than what it has. I mean, some of them.
I know that there's people in Macon trying to pay an acoustic 4 hours $150.
Oh, there's some of that.
That's Savannah.
Yeah, there's some of that. Statesboro.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Everywhere, man. That is garbage. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is garbage. Even if you don't have, but 50, 60 people in a bar. Hell, if you don't have a 20, that bar owner is going to run up some tabs, run up some liquor sales, and all this other kind of stuff. Your time is worth something.
100%.
Your
time, yeah, it ain't your fault that they didn't promote it, that they didn't do a better job of it.
Well, and because it's not necessarily the 3 or 4 hours you're playing, it's the hour and a half you got there early, the hour and a half you're staying after. You know, there's more that goes into it than sitting on a stool and playing a guitar.
Countless hours of practice.
Yes, absolutely.
That's where I am trying my best. I'm not getting paid. I don't want to ever be like a manager. I don't ever want to be on that side of it. I don't really want to be a promoter. I want to be a host at these events and not have any money tied up in them. I want my name involved in it so I can do the show and get my buddies booked at these shows and me not lose anything, me get a hotel room, a bar tab, a little bit of cash in my pocket for just doing whatever. But I want to make sure my buddies get played, and I want to make sure good music gets played, and they kind of change the fucking atmosphere to where, like, got to get shitty music out of places around here. There happens to be this one bitch that wears a lot of makeup running around middle Georgia that thinks that she can play country music at bars, and she can't, and I don't much care for her. But, like, she horrible reputation with bar owners. Horrible, and it makes it worse for people like you. Like, when you're bad to people, it makes it worse on everybody.
Right.
And the more I'm a dickhead, the more I'm vocal about it, the more that those bars don't book people like that, and they
somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to lose. What, I'm going to get a cease and desist letter? I mean, what the fuck's going to happen?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not at this point. I mean, no.
It's just like I said months ago. With everything, there's a reason why bar owners now are coming to me, wanting me to help them pick the artists, and everything else. They don't want me to be a partner. They don't want me to do a door deal with them or nothing else. They just want my input because they know they want kind of music in there that's going to bring people in. They're tired of, you know, even paying shitty people a little bit of money and not having but 10 people in the crowd.
I mean,
and then them not paying attention.
No, I mean, that's the thing. If you bring in good talent, you're going to hold a crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be having to guarantee the, these this better talent more money.
Yeah.
But they're going to make you more money.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to look at it in the grand scheme of things and not this guy that's playing for $50 on a bar tab, because you're going to get $50 on a bar tab worth of a musician.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm having to convince everybody right now that if you bring in an artist that people like, you don't have to pay for marketing. The marketing does itself.
Right.
You save money on that. Hold on a second. Yeah, you save money on that. Recording a show. Sorry, that's Goose. Gotcha. But you legit don't have to spend money to where you would any other time if it's a good artist, because everybody's going to share. Everybody's going to say, hey, well, let's go watch this guy tonight.
Right. Well, and I think it comes girl. Down to, yeah. You know, people aren't going to hang around and keep coming to see bad music.
Absolutely not. Oh, no,
I could be wrong, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't keep going to see bad music.
No. And there's bars that have tried it and tried to do the cheap way with full bands for cheap. Look, there's nothing worse. An acoustic guy can get away with kind of being shitty.
Yeah.
Acoustic can. Like, because there's little things you can do to get around it. You can play some upbeat shit, some rap, some whatever, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun for the crowd. Full band and it's shit. Mm-mm.
You gotta be tight.
You can't.
Be called out real quick on some shitty music.
Boy, it wasn't long ago I fuck saw one, and where it was at, I won't name them. It wasn't in Macon, because I don't want anybody to get mad at me somewhere else. But let me tell you, oh my God, I was like, how did they get booked for one? And two, why? Like, if I was the bar owner and I heard this band do sound check, I'm telling them, fuck it. Get out. We'll have a DJ tonight. Like, I'm not letting that play at my place. And because it ruins it for everybody else. I'm tired of that shit.
Oh, dude. We're on the same page. Same page.
Hold on. Let me get Goose here. I'm going to pause it. He should know. Okay, now that Goose knows where the fuck we're at, and I can record again. Anyway, by the way, guys, this is Goose.
Nice to meet you, Goose.
Seen his face on TikTok a couple times.
He thinks he's Justin Nunley. He thinks he's funny. he will be doing a show after this. I'm teaching him how to podcast. He's teaching me how to social media.
Hey, works out for everybody.
But since I'm tired of talking about shitty music, yes. Why don't you go ahead and play one song now, and then we'll end on a song.
Cool.
Let me go ahead and unmute you. Oh. What you going to play for us?
See, actually, I think I need that guitar pick right there. Must have fallen out.
Is it okay?
Cool. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, boss.
Yeah, so is this mic good right here?
Yeah, it should be.
So this song is, I think it's the third or fourth track on this EP we've got coming out March 31st. And it's kind of more on the mainstream side. And I didn't really write it with any intention of it being anything or really meaning anything. I just sat down and wrote it on the couch one day, and it kind of fell out in about 15, 20 minutes. And it's kind of ended up being one of the favorites, I would say, wouldn't you say? So
it's turned into a favorite for sure.
Yeah, actually, we play it live at every show, and there's been people that I don't even recognize that are singing along to it, and it's not even out
is
yet.
Is that not so the coolest feeling ever when cool. you're on stage and they're singing it right back to you?
I've always heard people talk about it, and I never...
To see his face every time it happens, it's priceless. It's priceless.
I'm amazed. The first time it happened, I kind of turned around, and I was just like, are they really doing that? I was like, I'm doing good to remember the words. How do they know the words?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. But this song's called Picking You Up. I've been punching the clock, Week after week, working the soles off of the boots on my feet and missing you. Wish I was kissing you. And we did what we did, we tried what we could. I guess you could say, just can't turn out good for everyone. But I thought you were the one. Now I'm down looking to drown what's in this cup. But I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat up truck with the windows down, an old dirt road and a little Hank solo cup with a moonshine drink. I'd give anything to see you smile. Just pull over and dance for a while in the headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. I could pick up my head and put on some grin, tie on a buzz on the town with my friends and drink a few. But I'd still think of you, and I'd still be trying to kill what's in this cup. 'Cause I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat up truck with the windows down, an old dirt road and a little Hank solo cup with a moonshine drink. I'd give anything to see you smile. Just pull over and dance for a while in the headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. I wish I was picking you up. It is what it is, and we ain't what we used to be. But this barroom bar stool ain't where I wanna be. 'Cause I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat up truck with the windows down, an old dirt road and a little Hank solo cup with a moonshine drink. I'd give anything to see you smile. Just pull over and dance for a while in the headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. I wish I was picking you up.
That's a country song, son.
Thank you.
22? Yeah, 22. You're going to get in a lot of trouble.
I tried to warn him.
I think the name of the game is to stay out of it.
Are you single?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Yeah, you better stay that way. Boy, if I do that, I'm telling you, every college girl is pregnant from here to wherever the end is. That's good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
What's some of the stuff you got coming up, some of the shows?
So we've got... Let's see, we've got this thing. Actually, the Wild Wing in my hometown, Wild Wing Cafe in my hometown in Pooler, has this music festival, which I didn't even know Wild Wings did that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, they have a music festival every year, and it's coming. When is that? When did I tell you that was? May. I think we've got it on the books. May 6th, I think. First Saturday in May, I think. Yeah, it's called Wingstock. So we're
Wingstock.
Yeah, they.
That sounds like a perfect place for my fat ass.
but they they bring in a big outside stage and everything. I think they fill the parking lot up and have a few acts come in, and we're playing that, and then we're playing with a guy named Ben Chapman.
I know Ben.
Yeah, he's on tour with Lainey Wilson right now.
Yeah, I know Ben is.
We're playing a show with him in Statesboro, actually, for one of the big fraternities, KA, in Statesboro. We're doing that end of April,
29th.
April 29th, I believe.
And we have something on the 28th, don't we?
Yeah, I don't remember where that one is.
I don't either.
Yeah, we've got some show April 28th, too.
Boys, this right here is when you're putting something out and a shit ton of people in Georgia's going to hear it.
Hold on one second.
Avery know the date and the place.
Yeah, That's what I was looking at. I was trying to find it.
It may be, I think, it might even be back in Pooler, too, or either Bluffton, I think.
Hold on.
I'm playing a bunch of acoustic.
You got down to Saddlebags yet and played?
I've got down to Saddlebags and hung out, but I have not played. I have not gotten down to Saddlebags and played. Actually, I spent a whole whole night in saddlebags not too long ago, actually. I played a little broken down acoustic gig on River Street.
Okay.
And got done, and some buddies were in town, and actually we went to saddlebags, and so unlike me, stayed on River Street till 4 o'clock in the morning.
See, that's and, a normal night
actually,
for me.
Actually, I was telling you, a song came out. We ended up writing a song about that one, but yeah, so it
it's another country like radio kind of.
Yeah, tune. It's not even recorded, but it's yeah. Brand spanking new. But
are you writing now?
April 28th, Polar Wild Wing. We're back there. Yeah.
Are you writing now?
Dabbling back in it. Yeah, I ain't got too heavy hot. You know, I've been really on trying to get my studio full going. You know. Dealing with that back end, I've been writing some at the house, but it ain't nothing that I'm proud of.
Y'all,
let's put it that way.
That's what three of us need to do. Yeah. Y'all need to come back and sit one day. Me and you sit down, even if he don't want to
bounce ideas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Me and you sit down and write something good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm terrible at writing with other people. I need to get better. Yeah. Terrible.
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get him in writing with some folks.
You got
yeah,
it.
Every song on this EP is I wrote by myself, and yep. The one I was just talking about, I wrote it by myself. Yeah. I'm bad at writing with other people. I think it just comes down to just because I never really do it. It's always, and I'm gonna sit down and write a song today kind of guy. I'm more of a, I'll go 3 months without mm-hmm. without writing anything and sit down in a week and write six of them. And so it kind of happens.
I think everybody's different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people do it for therapy. Some people do it for that mailbox money.
And not saying that I haven't written down and said, you know, I'm going to try to write a song today, and wrote one that I ended up kind of liking. But a lot of times when I do that, it comes down to, oh,
yeah,
that's a cheap song, you know?
Let's throw
that one away, or, you know, save it for a
If I was you, I wouldn't be worried about the cheap songs yet anyway. I'd be like I told you, I'd be worried about writing that one that just gets you,
just gets you
a little recognition right now.
Oh, yeah.
Even like that asshole Nate Kenyon. Well, as soon as he came out with that 3 a.m., next time it's 3 a.m., boy, you'd have thought that son of a bitch was on fire around here. You could. Everybody wanted a little piece of him, and now he's an asshole. I like him though; he's my kind of asshole. So you stick your foot in your mouth, you gotta go back and take it out. I just playing Nate.
Yeah, and I'm probably a little hard on myself too when it comes to writing.
That's a musician thing, man.
That's
everybody.
I'm very critical of myself and of my work. So
if you're not, then there's no point.
Right.
I'll play some folks that aren't critical of themselves, that don't have any good friends either, to tell them to put the damn thing down.
I've got twin sisters and a father and a mother that are not scared at all to tell me because I tell people, you know, I try to ride the fine line of entertainer and musician and mainstream and old school because really, I like Avery was saying earlier, I'm an old soul, which I think is a good thing. And, And I was definitely, you know, cut my teeth. That's why I was geeking earlier when I walked in here and saw all these records. I cut my teeth on the old school and the outlaw sound but I do understand that in today's world and today's industry, you've gotta be a bit of an entertainer.
Well, you do, but it doesn't have to be as mainstream as what they tried to make it out the past 10 years, because mm-hmm. you've got social media now.
Right.
If you know how to work social media, I mean, hell, let's look at Trey. Trey has been in Nashville for 10 years, and I say this all the fucking time. Trey's got songs off his first couple EPs that will make you cry, that are good, like Believer and the rest of that stuff. It's just amazing. Like, they're great songs. He hasn't changed up what he's done. It took Dick down in Dallas to get him acknowledged.
Hey,
and now,
whatever it takes.
Yeah. Like, first time I heard that dude, I was like, how the hell is nobody listening to the song Believer?
Right.
It's so good. But not a song that anybody just wants to jump on right away.
Lainey Wilson, how long was she in Nashville? 12 years.
12 years.
It took the rear to get her noticed.
Took that fat ass.
Hey, yeah. whatever works, you know.
Yeah, I don't really know her story. I know that she started doing like the stuff with Musky Dine and Cole Swindell,
right?
And then next thing you know, Heart Like a Truck,
right?
And Dirty Hands and all that kind of shit.
Well, then she got on with Yellowstone, and that helped kick her off too. So.
Yeah.
And then Wait in the
but
Truck.
I mean, yeah, Wait in the Truck with Hardy. I think that
fucking was the biggest.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what the biggest was? Dead Ales. whenever people started posting bell bottoms of her. And what's bad is, me and you got friends that are close with her.
Oh yeah.
And like, she hates it. Yeah, she tries to embrace it on social media.
Yeah.
But I've heard from people, she's like, I did not live in an RV in fucking Nashville
to get recognized
for 3 years and then do what I had to do just to be known as the girl with the big butt.
Yeah. But, you know, and she says it, you know, but whatever brings the people in, as long as they stay for the music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's got some phenomenal songs. I mean, I remember finding Lainey through Pieces by Muscadine.
Oh,
I was
so good.
Oh, my man, what a song.
I love all Fair and Rachel's. She's one of my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And on Lainey's new album, she's got that song Weekend that like kind of blew up on TikTok and stuff too and everything. If you hadn't heard Weekend, Farron's a writer.
That one.
Farron's a writer on it.
Oh, that's good.
And boy, shit, what a song.
Mm. Might have to go listen to that one.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. But Lainey, a bunch of her shit is like sneaky good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sneaky, sneaky good. Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't give a shit either. I love it.
And I like that about somebody.
Yeah, I think that's what's really making artists back artists these days is because they don't give a shit. They are who they are. And it's the authentic is what's bringing people
well,
in.
What's the point in doing it, you know, if you're not going to be...
Well, I used to knock people like Luke Bryan that were themselves for so long and then they switched it up. But I think once you get to a point, it's okay to get complacent because you've got there.
Right.
And like you don't have, like Luke has got some of the best country songs ever on his first couple albums, but then it does turn into a job. Like you can tell, I've even seen like, and you just got off tour with him.
Right.
Like you were just out there performing with him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, man, I can see where he's getting fucked up on stage. He's having a good time. He's trying to make himself have fun and remember why he did it in the first place.
Right. Oh, I mean, he's even off stage. He hands down one of the nicest dudes I've ever been around.
I've never heard anybody say anything bad
about
him.
Just great, dude. Phenomenal guy.
The only time I've ever been around him is I was at Play It Again at Dallas' studio with some people one time. And he had some Miller Lights in the refrigerator, and we ran out of beer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, y'all can drink the Miller Lights if you want to. And just, like, casually was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, we will. I'll drink Luke Bryan's beer.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking great to me.
Have you ever had his actual beer that he comes
out? I have not yet. I have. It's pretty good.
Tulane?
Yeah, Tulane.
Yeah, I haven't drank it yet.
That's all that is on pretty much on Farm Tour, that and liquor.
I got some Snapchats of y'all and everything on the bus. It looked like y'all was having fun.
Yes, sir. For what we can remember, yes, sir. It was great.
What's it like? Because I was going to ask the boys this anyway. What's it like going playing in front of like 50,000 people to coming back home? Because that's all you do. Like
keeps
when you go
humble.
All you do now is just go on the road with Farm Tour, right?
Well, that's what I try to do. Yeah. I mean, I'll go play. If somebody calls, being married, having two kids, it takes a lot for me to leave the house these days. You know, especially for long points of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
which is good.
I mean, with my son being born, that was a lot for my wife to do by herself.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, all right, I got to figure something out. Cole was really starting to get ready to do his thing at that point in time. You know, he's like, let's book some full band shows. He had been on me, and I was still playing. I was out on the road, and I was like, you know what? Go home. I'll go help these boys that really need the help. You know,
yeah.
I can be home. I can still play music. You know, I can get back and give back into the where it all started for me.
Yeah.
You know, but still keep it in to where I can go do Farm Tour or somebody calls and goes, hey, man, I've got a 4-day run down to Texas and back. You be interested in going this for X amount of dollars, you know, and talk it out. And be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, going and playing to 25, 30,000 people, you only see about the first 10,000. Then after that, it's just all you see is the tops of heads. And it is ungodly.
I know. I was so happy when I saw the picture. You, Riley, Branch, and Yarbrough. No, it wasn't Yarbrough.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was Evan Hammonds played this past year. And then Casey was the year before. But
yeah. All y'all standing in front of that crowd with Luke and Dallas. Boy, that was fire.
It is. Man, it is. They make sure that the last night every year we get that picture. And, it's been phenomenal going out to meet all those people and do all that stuff. I mean, you go out and you do that and you come back and you go play, whether it's you're playing with somebody that's playing the same size venue you're playing, whether it's been a Blue Room or whether it's been Saddlebags or, whatever it may be. And you go and you can play these people like that and you're playing to, 800 or 900 people. And then, But you realize, you're like, hey, look, it took me playing these shows like this for years to be able to go play that.
Yeah.
And so as long as you stay and know where you come from, you always, you know, I think.
See, we're the grandpas in this, Cole.
Yeah.
And I'm even older.
I'm not
even
far
older.
Behind you.
I'm even older than him. You're 22.
Hey, Avery can vouch. I'm not far behind.
Yeah. This man right here, he is an old soul, and that's why we get along so well, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever that man says right there, you listen to it. I'm telling you, that's why, and I meant it a while ago, there's a lot of people that pitch me artists without me listening to them. And I just, I'm good.
Well, and that's why I sent you a memo before we really.
But
you
wouldn't even had to,
right?
But he wouldn't, because he knows.
I know what it takes. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to just go, all right, well, I'll do this for you because it's you.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, but like, hey, look, listen, to this kid. I want you to actually listen before you agree to do this, because I want you to know what's walking in.
Yeah. Now I want to write with you. Thank you. I want to write one of them silky panty droppers for you. That's what I want to do. I started one the other day when I picked some up from the airport. I'm over here in my head. I'm like, this boy could probably sing this. I think this might be my guy right here.
We'll have to work on that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, end us out on one more.
Absolutely.
And dude, if there's anything else like you want to promote, I know your EP's coming out for too long.
This EP, we've got five songs and an intro track, but five songs. The title track is called "Soon Enough." It's a song that I wrote by myself. Kind of just fell out about, kind of, I guess, where I come from and the grind of playing the music and you know, staying focused and just trucking along. You know, even when the road gets rough. But and then I think the second track is a song called "Try Me," which actually I think I wrote that song last year by myself, and it's kind of upbeat. It's, you know, you think "Try Me," like, you know, try me, you know, but no, it's kind of a "Try Me," like, hey, I think the tag is what, baby, try me, kind of, you know, give me a shot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those kind of upbeat country love song, or wannabe love song.
That is my favorite,
and then "Picking You Up," which I just played, and then a song called "White Rose," which I'm gonna play in just a minute, and then the last track is a song called "Make Me Believe You Love Me," and I think it might be the oldest. No, "White Rose" is definitely the oldest.
Yeah.
And then, "Make Me Believe You Love Me." I think I wrote it about 2 years ago. But, but this song, I'll play it real quick.
Well, drop, and while you're doing that, drop your social media and stuff too.
So people can
go look you up.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok too. I have twin sisters, and one of them goes to Georgia and one of them goes to Georgia Southern. And they're freshmen, and the one that goes to Georgia is a music freak, loves it, but the kind of the business side of things and the promotion side of things. So she gets a kick out of making a TikTok and running my TikTok for me and that stuff. So yeah, I'm on TikTok too. Cole Goodwin Music on all those. No spaces. But so this song that I'm gonna play now is, I go to school in Statesboro and I have family in Statesboro, and my granny lives in Statesboro. I have an aunt and uncle there and some cousins, but my uncle owns these stores called Pojo's, convenience stores or country stores. He's got seven or eight of them, but one of them, so shout out to them too. But I worked at one of them for going on 3 years, and it was kind of rural, you know, kind of out on the outskirts of Statesboro, so you can only imagine, you know, what all I got to see working in there, you know, working late shifts and afternoon shifts, and get to see a lot of what I would like to be and a lot of what I would not like to be, you know, in years to come. So I was actually living with my grandmother for a semester, and she had a little back room and with a couch, and I'd go back there and kind of lock myself in there and just play, you know, and I wrote this song one night on her couch. Actually, I sat down, and she had a vase with some, like, fake flowers in it, and I was like, that kind of looks like a white rose. And I was like, that kind of sounds like a song title. So I sat down and just started playing with stuff, and it kind of came through with, I wrote it as a story first of, you know, seeing the reoccurring, you know, get hooked on drugs, have a child too early, can't afford it, you know, die early. That child falls into the same thing, you know, that kind of rural, out in the bad part of town kind of stuff. But yeah, that song's called
"Have You
White
Played
Rose."
Any writers rounds yet?
No.
You're made for it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you go ahead and put yourself down for April the 12th. In Nashville. You can play the next one for me.
Probably good. What day of the week is that? You know,
it's Wednesday. All my shows are on Wednesdays in Nashville.
Definitely
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll put you down on the next one.
Cool.
You got that storytelling part now, boy. You got Riders Round written all over you,
son. Dude, this song right here, when he sent it to me, we were talking about songs to record. He sent me this song. I said, I don't care what you do. We can put whatever else you want on there, but that song.
Yeah.
That song right there is going to be you and acoustic and maybe a pedal steel.
It's got to have a steel guitar.
I was like, it's got to have something. I said, but. I was like, that right there. That song is everything that everybody's loving these days. Whether it's, you know, whether it's from Zach Bryan or, you know, anything on the Red Dirt side, that storyteller, that good, that old Sturgill, that just, that stuff that people just, that's that stuff. I was like, that right there. You get that and you get that in front of the right people, that's it. That's all it'll take.
And you know, really, I really don't get to play it often, just because you know, playing bars and especially college bars, you know, drunk kids, they don't want to listen to a story song for 4.5 minutes, and it kind of is a long song, and I think it's got 4 verses in it,
something like that.
Four verses. And,
these are my fave.
So yeah. I don't get to play it often, but you know, for a crowd that'll listen, I love to play it. But yeah, this is one of my favorite ones off of what we're putting out. The song's called White Rose.
Born among the morning sun, one August morning on the run, 9 months after all the fun that got them in this place. A farmer's boy and a preacher's girl, starting over in this world, carrying that baby girl they wrapped in cloth and lace. Whoa, whoa, sweet white rose, if you bloom, nobody knows, but one day you might grow old and look back on the days when mom and daddy were so free, a beat-up car with no money, learn from what they did in the end, blossom sweet white rose. Eighteen years and 2 young deaths, White Rose laid them both to rest. A rugged life of pills and meth sent them to their graves. A new adult all alone, all of her family gone. The whole town they bet on, no hope for being saved. Whoa, whoa, white rose, if you'll bloom, nobody knows, but one day you might grow old and look back on the days when mom and daddy were so free, a beat-up car with no money, learn from what they did in the end, blossom sweet white rose. More desperate years gone by, he looks at White Rose with wild eyes. A lot of lust and too much pride to wear what hides their sin. The dawn cracks and the deed is done. What's over now has just begun. Flashback to that August sun, it's happening again. Whoa, white rose, if you bloom, nobody knows, but one day you might grow old and look back on the days when mom and daddy were so free, a beat-up car with no money, learn from what they did in the end, blossom sweet white rose. There she is all by herself. Daddy's died and gone to hell. A baby girl begins to wail in room 1910. White Rose died and left a seed.
but mother's tale it failed to heed. She grew up and did the deed that wrote the story again. Oh, oh, sweet white rose, if you'll bloom, nobody knows, but one day you might grow old. Look back on the days when mom and daddy were so free. A beat up car with no money, learn from what they did in thee, and blossom, sweet white rose.
Son, there has been some songs sung in here, some originals done in here by a lot of people. That's one of the best ones.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
that. Song
that
gives me chills every time. Every time.
You know what? There's going to be some people that hate you. You come up to Nashville and play one of the rounds. Yeah. Let somebody hear you at one of them rounds. Oh, yeah. You're going to get a little attention.
Thank you, man.
That shit right here. You're right. That's the stuff right now that people are looking for.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If it's not the Morgan Wallen Hardy vibe, it's that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
There's no in-between right now. There's nothing.
Absolutely zero in-between.
Zero. But anyway, well, guys, I sure appreciate it. Cole,
man, I appreciate you having me.
Anytime, brother.
Pleasure to meet you.
Anytime. It was a pleasure meeting you. You're going to have to come back a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me and you finna become buddies.
Hey, I'm down. Hey, the drive really is not that bad.
It's really not.
We zipped up here in no time.
Spot up, yeah.
Well, Avery, you got anything you want to say for you guys?
No, sir. I'm thankful to be back. It's good to see you.
Yeah,
miss
you.
Hopefully
we'll
see
y'all at a show.
Your big ass. Hey, when he plays that Riders round, you're coming.
My 9-year wedding anniversary.
Never mind, you ain't coming.
Don't miss that one, homie.
You ain't coming. I ain't getting in trouble with your old lady. I think she's one of the few old ladies that actually likes me of my friends. Yeah,
she might kick my ass. Yeah, and your ass and everybody else's. So let's
not trying to get in trouble with that.
No, sir.
But yeah, we'll line it up. And hey, when we go on our trips to Nashville or whatever, we all stay like in a big house, a lot of people riding, hanging out together, Airbnb or whatever. So you're more welcome to go with us.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you.
Hell yeah. Well, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Go download his boys' music, pre-save the EP and all that
pre-save
good shit.
March 15th, I think, is pre-save date.
Oh, that's the next show. That's our next Nashville show. Nice. So yeah, go ahead. It's pre-save and everything option should be available already, right?
No, I think it comes available for pre-save March 15th. Yeah, it's all very new.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank y'all. And hey, do what I said. Go pre-save it now, and we'll see y'all later.